Reverend Edward Pinckney, calling from Marquette Branch Prison in Michigan. On Tuesday, May 24th, the prisoners stood together. Over 700 prisoners refused to go to the chow hall to eat the food that they've been serving. The food has been spoiled. The food has been rodent infested. Waste was found in the food. Maggots, worms, bugs, you name it, was found in this food. But yet and still, they served it to the prisoners. The prisoners decided that they'd take a stand and refused to go over there to eat. Michigan Department of Corrections Director Heidi Washington, Warden Robert Lapel, and Trinity Food Service has been feeding the prisoners some of the lowest grade of food that you can buy. They've been doing it purposely. They've been telling the people that we're going to continue to do this, causing people to be sick and ill, and they have refused to change the menu. So the prisoners took a stand. They decided that we was no longer going to accept the food that they served, but they fought back. They had a lockdown. They locked the prisoners down from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., which was no movement at all. And I just want to tell people that we're here to stay. We're here to fight. We're here to stand up and let the people know that we're going to continue to stand until there are some changes made here in the Michigan Department of Corrections, Marquette Branch Prison, better known as the Concentration Camp of America. We're here, and one of the things that goes on that we need to let people know that they have been torturing the prisoners here. They have been doing it on a continuous basis. Even myself, they had done everything in the world to me, Reverend Edward Pinckney, that they could do. They had put four or five guards on me to try to intimidate me. They wrote me bogus tickets. They wrote me six bogus tickets. Thank God that I was able to beat five of them. But they still here. Just the other day, I had a visit. And during the visit, I needed to use the men's room. The guards refused to allow me to use the men's room. They told me if I wanted to use the men's room, I would have to end my visit. They said, but you can use a urination, knowing that I couldn't urinate without defecating on myself. During that process, they also act like they wanted to fight with me so they could throw me in the hole. But we've been fighting. During the process, I urinated and defecated on myself. It was a shameful, disgraceful act by them, but that's what they do. They've been torturing prisoners for years. They've been doing the same thing over and over and over again, and yet no one has stood up and said no more. But it's time that the prisoners here at Marquette Branch Prison stand up and say no more, that we're not accepting the menu that they serve, the food that they serve, the garbage that they serve. We're not accepting that anymore. We're changing the way we do business. We're changing the way that things are done around here. They're saying, now listen to me real close, they're saying that everything that they're doing is according to policy. Yeah, their policy. They don't even go by their own policy. They're very, very dishonest people. In order to be a correctional officer here in the state of Michigan, you have to lie, because they lie all the time. They claim that everything they do is above the table, everything. But the reason why this is happening is because the people have failed to realize how important it is to stand together. The people believe that the prisoners that's in prison belong in prison. See, they watch these movies, Law and Order. They watch Blue Shield. They watch your Cops, and they watch that NCSI, CIS, and everything else. That's what they do, and they get the ideas from there that when a person goes to jail, he's guilty of all charges. But unfortunately, I'm a true example of not being guilty. But I'm here in prison, forced to eat this food, and forced to do the things I need to do in order to survive. It's been a very, 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 very tough go for me. It's been very unusual for to see me in this area doing the things that need to be done. But it has to be done. Somebody has to do it. You see, you'll never see me on these shows around here, like Oprah Winfrey or anything like that, because they believe that this system, they believe this system. They believe in this system. They believe that this system is not corrupt. They believe that the establishment is not corrupt. They believe that the criminal justice system is fair to all. But I'm here to tell you today that the system is corrupt. The establishment is corrupt. And also the criminal justice system is not fair to all. And believe me, the prison system no longer rehabilitates people. So we're fighting. We're standing. We're doing the things that need to be done. We're making sure people understand how important it is. We need everybody to stand with us against this. And if you need to get more information, you can go to bhbanco.org. My name is Reverend Edward Pinckney. I'm at the Marquette Branch Prison, located in Michigan, about right across the bay from Canada. So they shot us all the way up here. But we're here. We're here, and we're going to continue to stand up and fight for justice for all. Thank you all very, very much, and I will be back. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.